Moving on to Afghanistan now, multiple explosions have rocked the capital, Kabul, killing at least six people and injuring nearly two dozen others. According to the Interior Ministry, the explosions were caused by two mortar shells fired at western Kabul. However, the Defense Ministry said three rockets were fired at civilian homes and gatherings marking the Persian New Year, adding the attacker was arrested. No person or group has claimed responsibility yet. Well, as we've told you before, there has been an explosion in the Afghan capital, Kabul. To get more details on that, we're joined by our correspondent, Amin Alemi, who is joining us right now live to give us more details regarding this tragic event. Amin, what more can you add to the information that we already have regarding the multiple explosions?
Well, today is the first day of the Persian year or Nowruz, and traditionally the people of Afghanistan mark this event across this country, particularly here in the Afghan capital, Kabul, and some big cities like Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan. Where I'm standing right now is known as Kartes-Sakhi, where thousands of people come together to mark the arrival of Nowruz or the new Persian year. This area is known as Kartes-Sakhi, where a shrine is located, and the name of Sakhi Shrine. As I mentioned, thousands of Kabul residents get here to mark the arrival of the new year. As you see here, this site, for instance, I can say that all roads are blocked. And security forces are everywhere, as you can see behind me. And it was just about half an hour ago that this area came under mortar attack. None of terrorist groups has claimed responsibility so far for this attack. But as security forces here and public health ministries say, no one has been killed as a result of this mortar attack today here in Kabul, but at least 27 people have been injured.
We do understand that so far no group has taken the responsibility of this attack. Of course, it seems that the attacker has been arrested. Do you think that what the nature of this attack indicates, what groups could possibly be behind it?
Of course, it was last year that a Daesh terrorist group attacked the same ceremony, I mean Nowruz festival, in the same street behind me that claimed the lives of dozens of civilians who had come there to mark the arrival of Nowruz. At this time, it is expected that again Daesh terrorists will possibly claim responsibility for this mortar attack. But as I mentioned, none of security sources, including Afghanistan's Interior Ministry and Afghanistan's Defense Ministry, has not commented regarding to the exact number of casualties as well as the about the cause of this attack and who is behind this attack.
Now, what is it that they have against Nowruz? It is a celebration, the celebration of the new year in Afghanistan. Why would they attack a festivity, actually?
Of course, you know that the Daesh terrorist group is an extremist group, and it is against all values that people are marking here, not only in Afghanistan, but also across many other countries. The Daesh terrorists argued that marking Nowruz is not in accordance to Islamic tradition and Islamic values. But I'm sure that the people of Afghanistan, who are Muslim people, they strongly believe that marking the arrival of New Year is 100% in accordance to their Islamic values and the teachings of their prophet, as well as is accordance to the teachings of their holy book, Quran.
And of course, as you mentioned yourself, it is usually celebrated in holy places and people gather in holy places, pray before the new year. Is that correct? In Afghanistan, do you have this kind of tradition?
As I mentioned before, this street that's located behind me, at the end of this street, Sakhi Shrine is located here. And thousands of people come together at the first moments of the arrival of the new year, and they ask God for a better year. But they do not pray or go inside mosques to mark this occasion.
I see. Thank you very much, our correspondent Amin Alemi, joining us live from Kabul with all the latest regarding the recent attack on the Afghan capital. Of course, we'll be getting more updates from Amin as the police releases more information. Thank you very much, Amin.